But we stayed on another month.
Yes, I thought I had told you.
Yes.
To stay until February 20th, until his birthday in February.
That's right, yes. But then I came back to New York and stayed 6 weeks there, and then I came home. But what date was
that? That was May 32. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, not 32.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different time. You see, this time where you saw Bob in New York, I think it was May 32.
Couldn't have been 32.
No, it must have been 34 or 35 later on that time. After Portofino, I have some notes. I'm just trying.
No, it must have been later because... no, wait a minute, you may be right because my daughter was 7.
Yeah, I thought that you had seen... No, December 34, it was. December 34. It's in Mental Cell Bomb in New York, and then California. December 34. That's right. January 35, and February 35, and you must have gone back to
England. Yes, I came back to England. But I don't really think that I had... I think I must have been moving away from Barbara after that.
After that.
Yes. Because I did see him, but it wasn't the same.
You saw him in when he came to the West?
I saw him, yes, but we didn't have any more of those intimate group meetings. I think California was the last, actually. I'm sure I moved. Obviously, I was moving away.
Well, you had gone to India in 33, hadn't you?
Yes. I forgot about India. Yes, it was a sort of three-week rush. We were told before we went to India that we were going all over India. And then we were going to California, and he was going to speak in the Californian, the bowl. And that we would all get God consciousness. That's what we were told. We would drop our bodies, or if we didn't drop bodies, anyway, we would become God conscious. And I really believed this. I mean, I had no doubt about it. Well, after 3 weeks of rushing from Bombay up to Kashmir, and everywhere we went, it was either boiling hot or freezing cold. We arrived in Murray. I don't know if you've been told all this.
And you arrived where?
Murray,
yes.
The hill station. Yes. I pictured India as being all hot, so nobody had even a cardigan. And at that time, for some reason, we thought we had to wear topies. So we had sandals, cotton frocks, and topies. We arrived, and there was snow all around. We were freezing. And they lit fires, and we put cushions and put the mattresses in front of the fire. But it was freezing. And we'd been told about the wonderful gardens of Kashmir. And, of course, I was called Shalimar. And all that I saw was rain. We had to take rugs from the bed to wrap around us. We froze. It really was quite a miserable 3 weeks. Because either we boiled or froze. And Baba sort of rushed us through. And then we sat on the lake. Of the Lake Dal, and again, my memory is of boiling hot curries and having to swill them down with water and put butter on to get rid of the heat.
Yeah.
And then suddenly we were told we had to go back. Now, nothing was ever explained to me. I don't know if the others had understood the reason, but maybe I was just too stupid to take it in, but all I heard was that we had to go back. So we arrived back. Because also in the interim, I had 2 years at the academy studying acting. But I'm getting a bit disjointed now because I know that from the time I started moving away from Baba, I knew that I had to live my own life, and that I couldn't if I was involved with Baba and dashing after him.
You know, in India, I believe that was the first time that you had met Mara and the other women, Mandali, his Indian women.
Yeah.
Do you remember meeting Mara?
Yes, of course.
Could you talk a little bit about her?
Mara.
Yes. What's your first impression of her? You must have heard sort of before that she was special.
Well, I don't think they had come to the West. No, I think the first time I met Mehr and Marnie was in the ashram.
Yes.
And I thought she was very beautiful. Lovely, absolutely lovely. And Marnie was sweet and very lively.
But had you heard that Mehr sort of had played a special role?
Oh, yes, yes. I don't think I was particularly jealous, though. Not really. If I was, I don't remember it. I know that the people who went to stay there found it difficult, but, I mean, I think my sister does. I find it a bit difficult. But I don't think that I...
Everybody sort of wondered why her and not me.
No, I didn't. I wouldn't have wanted that place, actually, because I think I needed to have a different sort of life myself. And I wouldn't have been prepared to give up everything to go to India.
Did you ever notice sort of how Mara would be with Baba? I mean, you could tell that she was sort of this special one when you were with him. She would be more attentive to him, perhaps. Were you with him
there? I think one did feel that she had a special role. And he explained that it was rather like Krishna with Radha. But I don't think that it worried me.
No.
I accepted it.
I just wonder, you could see, though, how much she did love Baba.
Oh, yes. Oh, they all absolutely adored Baba. You felt that Baba was their life, absolutely their life. The men, too. I mean, Kaka absolutely adored Baba and Chanchi. And Ardi Jr. They really adored Baba. They were keyed up to do whatever he wanted. They had no will of their own at all. It was what Baba wanted. The only one who I think found it difficult was Rustam. And he was in California when I was there. But I wasn't really... I don't think I was sort of told a great deal. Probably.
Was that the only time that you did meet Mara? Did you meet her later also?
Oh, no, I met her in London.
That was in 52.
When they stayed at the Rubin Sotel.
That was 52.
Yes. In fact, I took them in my car to Stratford.
Oh.
And we had a picnic.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that was very nice. They enjoyed it, and I liked having them, you know, taking them.
Mara.
They wanted to do it. They wanted to go to Stratford, and I put my car there at their disposal. They said, "Because I did see Baba."
Did you go to Cannes also in 37 to Cannes?
No, no.
Because the women said come to Cannes.
I didn't know.
And then they went to Paris for a few days.
I did go to Paris once, but that was at the beginning. And I don't think that I was so as available. By that time, by the time Meheran, I had a granddaughter whom I absolutely doted on. She was born in 1950. And I think that I say Baba didn't really play the same part. Although you know, I always thought of him with affection and felt that he had meant an awful lot to me, I was having very strong pulls in other directions. And, you know, I got married, and in 1944, I got married.
Yeah. Is Maggie Barton is someone completely different?
Mm-hmm.
I ran across a name called Maggie Barton. Have you ever heard of her from the old days?
Maggie Barton.
Barton,
no. That was no connection at all. No. I did take my husband to see Baba.
In 52?
No, it must have been much later because he had a nervous breakdown and I took him to see Baba after he'd had the breakdown.
Was that in 56, perhaps?
That's right, yes.
What was his first name?
Glyn.
Glyn.
Yes. Yes, I took him. But he would not have any reaction. But he was in a in quite a bad state. And so he was quite pleased to see Baba, but I don't think it meant anything, no.
You know, there's some old photos from that early days. I thought maybe you would be able to know who some of these. If you have,
I recognize a few already.
Yeah.
Margaret.
Now this was down at East Shalacombe.
I see, that was in the early days.
In 32.
Very early.
But I wondered if you knew any of these people.
That's Audie.
Mm-hmm. Audie Jr.
Junior. Margaret looks lovely. That's Chanshee.
Yes.
Kaka.
Is this you? Or...
Well, I wasn't at East Shalacombe with Baba.
Never.
So it could, no. I hadn't met him when he went to East Shalacombe.
Well, now this was 32. See, so you met him in 31. You went back.
I didn't go.
So you didn't go the second
time
either?
No.
This picture, I think, maybe it's the same time, but it's more clear. See, this is Delia.
And how direct now.
And I thought this was you. She said.
But wait a minute. That looks like Ayala.
Ayala, right.
Well, that's me.
Yes.
Then I was there. I was there. I didn't know I was there.
And
well, that's Meredith Starr.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. That's Ayala.
Do you know her last name?
Well, her name was at that time Bentovim.
Benterfield?
Bentovim. She was an Israeli girl, and, oh, that's Walter, my cousin.
From Panama, yeah.
Do you know, I've forgotten this completely. How
Walter
interesting.
Maduro?
That's Walter Maduro.
Maduro.
Who's my first cousin. He lives in Panama now.
Mm-hmm. And Ayala Bento?
Ayala Bentovim. She... she married, first of all, a Flegg, one of the Fleggs, and lived in Paris. Then she married a man called Sam Zatz and went to live in Toronto. And she's now in Tel Aviv, in Israel. Yes, that's me then. But I'd forgotten that
do
I went there, you see.
These women?
Well, isn't that Margaret, yes, Margaret Starr?
But this one? Or this one? Tom Sharpley.
That's right, I knew him. And that's Artie.
Mm-hmm. Or these two people?
Well, of course, I said the only one I know is this
that's
one.
Walter, yes.
And that's Artie. But there was some... Oh, of course, that's Margaret. Oh, isn't that Kim? That's
yeah,
Kim,
that's
sure.
Kim.
That must be Kim.
Yeah. Maybe these other people could be local people from that area.
I don't think that I know them. I do remember Margaret Starr, because I saw her several times in London. And, of course, Meredith. I went down. Now I remember, I did go down, or I stayed on, with Ayala. Because I remember...
She stayed down.
I stayed after... Either I went down again. I can't remember, it's not too long ago, but I do remember that Meredith used to read us his poetry. And do you know Meredith's poetry?
Well...
I am but the dust of his feet. Well, I had absolute hysterics. I don't know why, but I think Meredith took quite a dislike to me. And he was telling Ayala that I was a bad influence on her. And Ayala was frightened of him. And we had quite a lot of laughs together because he thought I was crying, and I was giggling, and he said, "Cry if you will." Actually, I couldn't stand him.
Yeah, most people couldn't.
Well, it was a nasty piece of work. He really was. He was...
Yeah, I've heard a lot about him.
I didn't like him at all.
Is that Ayala? It's A-Y-A-L-A?
Yes, A-Y-A-L-A. It's a... An Israeli word, a Hebrew word, and I think it means gazelle.
And Bentovim.
Bentovim.
V-I-E-M.
B-E-N, Ben. T-O-V-I-M.
Tovim. And how did she come in contact with Baba? Through you?
Very bad. Very bad. She said, she said a lot of things. She had practically hysterics. I mean, she was lying with her head on his lap. And afterwards, she was quite hysterical about him. But, I didn't understand what...
But how did she find out about him? Through
Meredith? Oh, through me. I actually was engaged to her brother. And I broke it because I became too so involved with Baba that I didn't want to go on with it. But Ayala had... I couldn't really make out what she was talking about. The sort of experiences that she was... telling me she'd had, it was so alien to me that I just couldn't understand what she was.
Did she ever see Baba after this time?
No. I didn't see much of her again because I broke the engagement, and she went. She married a Frenchman and lived in Paris, and then he. He committed suicide, I think, during the war. And eventually she married and went to live in Canada. And we never really talked about it again.
You know, one person, though, that Delia had said that you had her address and I was trying to get in touch with her was Audrey Williams.
Who?
Audrey.
Oh, Audrey. I'm afraid you won't because she's in the Isle of Man.
Yes, but no, I just want to write to her. That's all.
I can give you her address. I'd have to get it for you, because Audrey, I'm very friendly with, and very fond of Audrey. And she came to Mindy with us.
Right.
And Santa Margarita. Also, she met Baba on the boat coming back from India, because she was a dancer.
Yes.
She had studied with Margaret Clark, you see.
I'm interested in contacting her, because she was the only one that had taken photographs during that time.
She's got masses of photos, but she won't part with them.
Maybe for Baba's biography.
But I think she did lend them to Pete Townsend.
His things are in such a mess, I can't deal
I
with them.
See.
But if she could either...
Well, I'm sure she's got them back, because knowing Audrey, she would never part with them.
Right.
Do you want me to get her address?
Why don't you finish your coffee? It must be cold by now.
Well, doesn't matter. Let this go. No, you'd like to get in touch with Audrey.
Yes. You see, the book that I'm working on, it's quite large. It'll be like 10 volumes. It's so big. It's very detailed.
But it's going into all the different
periods. I mean, it's Baba's life.
Periods.
From beginning to end. But you see, it'll be a photo biography as well. There's a man in America.
Are you a photographer?
No, but I'll do as many photos as possible
yes.
at the time.
Yes.
And she was the only one that had taken pictures in India in 1933. So mm-hmm. that's why I was very anxious to contact her, if she would allow us to use one.
Yes. Well, I say Audrey's the only one I know.
Yeah.
Whom I was keen on taking photos. So, I told you anything you hadn't already known.
No. You told me just exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
Because from your personal point of view.
Yeah.
I'm not so much interested in dates and facts and figures. I have all that.
Yes.
Yeah.
More the sort of feeling that was engendered.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
For those few years, although it's only a few years, they were very intense. And I think that they were very important to me, because I had felt very lost and didn't know where I was going or who I belonged to. Or, you know, when you're one of a very large family and your father dies when you're young, it was... quite difficult for us all, in fact. I think everybody suffered intensely. Difficult to grow up. And I think Baba probably helped me very much with the feeling that I meant something to him.
Yes. That you were loved. Do you have Baba's... The letters you were talking about, do you have them handy, or are they packed away?
Well, I have got them, but I would have to go upstairs again. And I've got rather bad asthma. I'm sorry I didn't bring them. But I'll let you have them if you want to. Are you going to be here?
Well, actually, see, I'm only here until Tuesday.
Until Tuesday?
Tuesday morning.
Where are you?
We're staying at the Oceanic.
Oh, you're at the Oceanic. Well, it's a bit far, isn't it, to get them to...
Why don't you just... Don't go get them just now. Rest just a minute. Let me look through here.
I think I can lay my hands on them, because I think they're in a drawer near my bed, but I can't be absolutely certain, and although I'm quite willing to go upstairs, I don't think...
Rest for just a minute.
Yeah. If the girl who's working for me comes back in the next few minutes, she's only gone up to get something.
Okay, I'll wait.
I'll ask her to bring the drawer down, and I won't have to go up.
You must have written back to Baba many letters also.
Oh, I certainly wrote a lot to Baba.
But did you ever write directly to Mara or anything like that?
No, I don't think I had any correspondence with anybody but Baba. Baba was the only one, really, who counted, you know. I mean, I accepted that there was a group in India who were with him, and who had close contact with him. But for myself, my feelings were all directed towards Baba. And, you know, I liked them all very much, but I didn't feel passionately as I did for Baba.
Wasn't it at the beginning, sort of, when you were saying that the others felt annoyed? It was mainly Kim who was annoyed with you.
I don't know.
I thought there was something like you were so affectionate with Baba and Runny, and she was sort of more reserved, perhaps.
Kim?
Wasn't that? I may be confused in other people.
Well, you know, I can tell you that whatever the other people were feeling, I think I was a bit oblivious. Yeah. Because I was so engrossed in my feelings. I don't really think I was even conscious that they were jealous. It was only later, when they told me that they were furious with me.
Was there some incident at the Paris railroad station where there were some jealousies and someone went upstairs? And you may not have been there that time, I'm not sure.
Oh, do you mean when there was a big upset because... somebody rushed upstairs.
Yes.
I think probably I did. I said, but that must have been in Paris.
Yes.
And Baba rushed after me.
Yeah.
I think so.
You don't remember the details.
I don't. I think probably I was jealous. Or, I can't quite remember, but I have got a recollection of rushing upstairs, knowing perfectly well that Baba was coming after me. I think I was pretending, probably. That I was going to kill myself or something ridiculous, you know. But I think that probably is accurate, though, that I did rush upstairs. But I think it was in Paris.
Paris railway station.
You were told this, were you?
Well, it's mentioned there that there was something like that with the group. And I think either Baba came after you or Baba sent Adi to come up after.
I think Baba actually came up. But I wouldn't really swear to this because it's very difficult to remember, and one does fantasy a lot.
Yeah.
So that I have got a recollection of rushing upstairs and really to get Baba to follow me, that's all.
I know what you mean.
If you like, I will go up if you're really keen to have the
letters. Be nice, but I don't want to tire you out too much, and I don't like waiting.
It isn't a matter of tiring me, it is that I really am awfully asthmatic.
Yeah. So,
and if I walk upstairs, maybe...
Well, I don't mind waiting a few minutes.
I'm hoping that Elizabeth will come back, because she can bring the drawer down and then I can look through. She should be back, she's only gone to do a little shopping for me.
Yeah. Well, if you don't mind waiting, I don't mind.
Well, if you don't mind waiting, we'll leave it then, because I'd rather not walk up again, because I do find it a bit of a strain.
Yes.
So,
I'm not in any rush. But if I'm keeping you from something...
No. I have nothing on today. Favorites.
Yes. I hope to be seeing her in Myrtle Beach, because we'll be going to my parents' house for 2 months.
Yes.
This is the first time my wife is going from India.
Yes.
So, although we've been married 3 years, this is our first time back to America.
Yes.
So then I'll be going to Myrtle Beach, and I hope Margaret will still be there.
Does she go every year, doesn't she?
Yes, she goes usually, I've heard, from the end of June to the middle of August.
Yeah, I see.
So,
she doesn't go for Christmas.
She may go again during the year for a short period.
I don't know, but I mean, I know she does go regularly.
Right. She may go, I'm not sure, really, for short visits, but it's a regular thing during the summertime.
Yes. When Margaret, I mean, she was one of my favorites. When she came back from India after the war, I had a flat in Phil Beach Gardens, Earl's Court, and Margaret stayed with me for 3 months. I was... married then, and in fact, she gave me as a present that lovely silver cigarette box
from India.
Yeah.
How was she? Must have talked quite a bit about Baba when she came back.
Oh yes, she did.
Was she sad to be leaving?
Hmm?
Was she sad to leave India?
I don't know. I think it had been a very hard experience. She was desperately ill when she was in India.
Yeah.
I think, wasn't she bitten by a dog?
Yes. You know, she's written a book.
Has she?
Of stories of her life with Bala.
Oh!
And it's charming. It's very
but
funny.
Does Delia know about it?
Yes.
She's never mentioned it to me.
It's just come out recently. So.
I see. But Delia's never told me.
Maybe they may not even have copies here. I'm not sure.
I'll ask her.
It's a wonderful book and very
oh,
funny.
Well, I'd love to read
it's
it.
Very funny.
Is it?
Very funny.
Well, she had quite a good sense of humor. Margaret was great fun.
It's called The Dance of Love.
Yes. Not The Dance of Death.
No. But that's included in it.
It certainly is. If Elizabeth isn't back in 1 minute, I'll go upstairs.
I'm really not in any hurry at all. I don't have anything else by tonight. This is my only opportunity to see you, so I want to extend it as much as possible.
Well, I try to read the discourses. And maybe I haven't tried hard enough.
I didn't finish it. I didn't finish it, you know.
No?
I only read half, and I was convinced, and then I... Yeah. Other books are, you know, about Baba's life attracted me more than about sort of metaphysics.
Than the actual discourses.
Yeah, you know, so I wasn't so drawn to metaphysics, you know, that...
No.
But I was... Baba's life really interested in me.
Yeah.
And this book I'm working on...
Which one did... Which one of his lives?
Well, the one Purim wrote... I found very interesting.
Yes.
You must have known Purim.
Yes. Yes, of course I knew Purim.
So the God
yes,
man.
Yes, the God man. Yes, I've got it.
But you might be knowing all that.
But I've got also the one the Hopkinsons wrote.
Yeah, that's very brief.
But I haven't read it.
It's very short.
Yes?
But, you know, Jean Adriel wrote a book.
Yes.
That was interesting.
Yes.
But Margaret's book is great.
Well, I'd like to read Margaret because I have a very soft spot for Margaret.
Yes.
And I'd love to see how she writes.
And like you say, see, she wrote about that time with the dog in the book.
Yes.
And how she thought she was going to die.
Yes.
And everyone else was saying, oh, no, there's nothing, it's nothing. And she was in her mind thinking, rabies and I have to get shots
yes.
and everything. And
yeah.
It was quite funny.
Yes.
And it must have been horrible at the time, but she writes it with her. You know,
with humor, yes. Oh, she's a lovely person.
She has a marvelous sense of humor. Mm-hmm. But then this person, I just put my question in the chat. We can be able to discuss one. It may be in one particular. But I only remember she got very worked up when she picked up, she had to hit me. And she took her shoe and she went like that and bang my head.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So,
it was some little drama.
That was at the Q Theater.
That was at the Q Theater. But then I did a rumba with Quentin,
uh-huh.
and I had a really proper Spanish dress on, with, uh-huh. which was a beautiful dress. And that was lovely. But the scene with Norina, I can't remember what it was about. All I remember was that she got very carried away and took off her shoe and went like that. And then knocked my head with the heel.
Baba must have enjoyed that more than
yes. It left quite a mark on my head.
Was it only one time that you were at the Q Theater, or other times you also performed for Baba in Santa Margarita in Puerto
That was the only performance we yeah. did for Baba. And everybody played or danced or did something. Margaret did the choreography. And I think Norina arranged some by this particular drama. I can't remember what it was about. I said the only thing I remember was the hit.
And in Italy, though, you didn't do any little skits for
that? Yes, I didn't. But do you remember that American girl?
Aurea.
Oh, that's right. She danced. Mm-hmm. A sort of free dancing,
yes,
rather like
Isadora
Duncan. Nobody else did anything, as far as I remember.
When you mentioned that Norina had an incredible fantasy, what did you mean by that? Really, she about her.
Well, I'm very much more, shall I say, realistic. Uh-huh. So if I tell you something, it's pretty sure that it is accurate.
Yeah.
But when Norina started telling,
embellishing,
her fantasy was carried her away, and you never really knew whether it actually happened or whether it was her imagination. But you accepted that this was the way she functioned.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't that she was deliberately telling lies, but she had such a vivid imagination and fantasy. That she got carried away, and you thought, well, now, did it really happen like that? But she was full of charm and personality and humor,
too. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's fine.
These have Indian addresses on, so I guess that's the.
Must be the
I think we've got them.
Check that that's.
We've got them, yes. This is it. Too much that I cannot help forgiving you every time. But I'm sure you won't break any promises this time, my chummy, he called me. A happy trip to Spain keeps coming to my mind always. You know how much I do love you. Mm. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, beautiful.
Well, I really want to read them again. Anyway, there you are. So we found them before you left. Wasn't that lucky? That's a long one. Positive relationship. It isn't like American analysis.
No.
Actually, the analyst I had was called Dr. Bion,
mm-hmm.
and he was training in California all the Kleinian analysts. And I really did benefit enormously.
Mm-hmm.
I needed it. You know, I needed to understand much more than I could.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really enough.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't. I don't think I would have developed and sorted my difficulties out if I hadn't.
Yes.
But, when you going back to that.
Brings back happy memories.
Oh, yes. Very, very
warm. In case they have some of that plastic at Oceanic, I'll do that for you.
Oh, that's
but
very kind.
I don't know whether they have that or not. I'll ask
but
them.
It,
they might.
Now that you've told me what I should do, I'll do it.
Okay.
And thank you very much.
Yeah.
But I think it would be wonderful. The family are a little bit.
So if you could just.
Well, it all came about in a strange way that at this time I was very interested in Buddhism and belonged to the Budokai, which was judo. And our masters there were two very famous Japanese black belts, one whose name is Koizumi, a very spiritual man.
And he had met Baba.
And he had met Baba and spoke to me about him and told me about Meredith Starr and the ashram down in Devonshire. And he said, I think this is something that would interest you.
So this is
32. This is 32. Baba had not been to this country yet. So I wrote to Meredith and told him that I was a seeker, that I had always hoped to find real answers in life, and wrote back an extremely kind letter and said he felt that I was ready for whatever the ashram had to give. I don't think, as far as I can remember, that he mentioned Baba at all. Or perhaps very vaguely that a master might be coming. Anyway, Down I went, absolutely unprepared for what was going to happen. There was enormous excitement late one night. I didn't see Baba or any of the crowd arriving with him. The next morning, it must have been after breakfast time, Meredith said to me, Sri Mehababa has arrived, and I would like you to go in and see him. Well, I went into this little tiny room. It was really, it was a very, very old farmhouse with walls that were feet thick, like a little monastic cell. And Baba was seated on a bed, all in white. I don't know what happened. I shall never know what happened. All I know was that I was on my knees at Baba's feet, crying, I think, as I have never cried before. The tears streaming down my face. I don't think I was unhappy. I don't think I was happy. Perhaps the tears seemed to wash away all that had happened to me in the past that I regretted. I felt cleaned and light. I don't know how long this weeping lasted. I couldn't tell you. It was timeless. Baba at that time, of course, was in silence, but he had his little alphabet board. And he, I think it must have been Chanji, who was such a darling friend to us all, Dada Chanji. He wrote on the board, "She is to stay near me." Somebody collected me up. I don't know whether it was Kitty, I don't know whether it was Margaret. And I was put to bed and fell into a deep slumber. The next morning, of course, I awakened to normal life and was constantly with Baba all that time. I can't explain what happened. Of course, it's a very, very long time ago. Many, many things have happened to me, obviously, since, but it is an impression which has remained very, very deeply. I was always a great lover of the Christ, and it seemed to me that Baba was like the Jesus or the Christ that I had known as a little child in the pictures. I felt this tremendous love and this tremendous compassion that although there was a great deal to obviously criticize in me and even to be stern about, I had not always been as good or nice a person as I should have been, most certainly. But in these eyes there was nothing but understanding and compassion and no condemnation at all. I think it was that won one over to him, that however well sensual one had been, or however undutiful, however ungrateful, however careless, whatever one's faults were, that he saw, it seemed as if he saw what one might become and drew this out of one. This is really all I can say.
So you did see him in London also?
I saw him in London. And he actually came. We had a large house in Hampstead at that time. And we were greatly blessed in Compiègne Gardens. He stayed, I don't know, memory fails a little bit sometimes, whether it was two or three nights under my roof when my two little girls were quite small. And little Ardy Jr. was with him then. And I was very worried about the cooking because I had no idea how to cook for Indian food.
Yeah, your two children were there.
Yes, so, yes. We were all together in the house.
So what are the children's names?
Phoebe Ann was one little girl, and Susan Jane was the other. And the household, of course, were very thrilled. In those days, one had staff and a nanny. So we were very friendly with a nice little Indian who ran a restaurant at that time in Rupert Street, the Koh-i-Noor. And he very sweetly said he would provide the meal so that Baba... can't remember his name. It may be in the archives somewhere. But he most kindly came and prepared meals so that I got up very, very early to get Baba his early morning tea, obviously, because the maids didn't want to get up at five or whatever it was. But anyway, he was comfortable and happy, and I can't remember whether it was two or three nights he stayed with us. It was a strange time, because my husband, who since passed away,
Desmond,
was a Roman Catholic, and, well, he felt that Baba was a very good man, but, of course, he couldn't accept the setup, as it wasn't a purely Christian one, which was very understandable. And then we had this wonderful time in Paris.
Yes.
I suppose Delia has told you all about that.
Well, I'm interested in your impressions.
Well, it was a very, looking back, of course, a wonderful time. But Meredith and Margaret were darlings. I loved them both very, very much. But they were very solemn.
Yes.
And Barbara loved fun. And, you know, he would tell him little funny stories or sing him silly little songs or act little plays. And I don't know for what reason, but anyway, Margarita and Meredith were sent back from Paris. And Barbara said it was because Meredith was going through a change of consciousness and there were powers in Paris that might be inimical to him. So Delia and I, silly little girls, we thought, oh, we must protect Barbara from all of these evil influences. So Delia and I, a couple of really pious little prigs, is all I can call us, sat up all one night praying and singing heart psalms and singing songs and singing hymns. We were terribly proud of ourselves, you see, when we told Barbara the next morning. Of course, he was sweet enough to smile. Margaret of thoughts thought we were quite cuckoo, and which indeed we were, of course. And that's one of the outstanding things of that stay, that we were really so ridiculous. But it was done out of love.